Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Chris Fracchiola out at Magnolia Park United Methodist Church. And today we are beginning a series of podcasts called Under the Glass. We're going to be looking a little deeper today and every Sunday at the sermon that we heard this morning. And today we're going to be looking at it from a family point of view. Our passage today was Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16, the salt and the light passage. So we're just going to be looking at that today. But I want to introduce my partner here, Whitney Gibbs. Whitney?
Hi, I'm Whitney Gibbs. I am the Children's Director at Magnolia Park United Methodist Church, and I'm happy to be here to discuss this and discuss the family, which is really important to us here.
Yeah, it sure is. This is a family kind of place for sure. So we're going to be talking today, as I said, about Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16, that most of you know you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. And in the sermon today, we were discussing how, to my mind, that means that we're to go out into the world and be a preserving force, preserving God's will and God's good desire for people, and also promoting that to shed a light on where God's desire for human flourishing is not happening. In other words, how we put light on darkness. But what does that mean? I mean, it's a kind of a different thing when we're looking at our families. How does that work, do you think?
Yeah, it is, but it does relate to the family because really, where does our faith start? Our faith starts in our families, in our homes. And Deuteronomy 6:7 really is tied to this Matthew verse. And it talks about it in kind of the same idea, but it relates to family. And it says, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. And so, Pastor, while we're here and we're talking about family and about how we establish this Christian life, some of these listeners and even myself might be wondering, how do we impress these values in this Christian lifestyle that's laid out for us in the Bible on children and our families in the home?
Well, you're so right. I mean, that is the most important thing, that our faith really begins and is sustained and is nurtured in the home. The church is here to help and to create an environment where we're a family of God. But man, the rubber meets the road in the family. And you mentioned the word values, where it says impress them upon your children. That's what they're talking about, the values, the ways of God. And I think probably the best way to impress the values of God on ourselves and also on our children is to pray together. I think it is so vital and so dear when we pray with our children at night, in the morning, all along the way, as Deuteronomy says. I can remember when my son was pitching, when he was doing Little League, and he would practice and practice, and he worked super hard. But when it came time to get up and pitch, I would say to him, well, John, you got to pray. When you're on the mound, pray. God's going to be there with you. So when we can impress upon the children that God is real and God loves them, as God's with them, that's really important. And then, of course, to have devotion time with our children, to sit down and set aside time to look at the stories of the Bible, because that's just so important. That's where it all begins. But it's tough to do. I mean, Absolutely. It's not easy to do, right?
Yeah, it's so difficult because we all run into this time constraint. You know, we have our daily lives and we have work and school obligations, and these can be difficult for us to manage alone, but with putting God at the forefront of all those, that just almost seems impossible sometimes. And then when you're talking to your kids and they have these same obligations, you might get these negative reactions. You know, I want to go play baseball instead. I want to hang out with my friends. I don't want to sit here and pray with you. I don't want to read a devotion. It's boring, you know, whatever you might hear. But it's important to impress these on your kids because, you know, this might be discouraging to you. They might say, oh, what's the point? I'm putting all this effort in to make God first and nobody's appreciating it. Nobody wants to do it. But honestly, when your kids grow up, it's going to matter so much to them. They are going to see that and see how you acted throughout their lives. And that's just going to shape who they are as adults and how they shape other people when they are older and they have kids and they have families of their own.
Yeah, that's so true. It's just so important. Everything that we do, kids pick up on, and whether that's a negative thing or a positive thing, whether it's a faith thing or not a faith thing, kids pick up on everything we do. Did you hear that story about the kid who got in his parents' SUV?
Oh, remind me of that one.
Yeah, he was... It was an SUV going down a road in Utah, and it was kind of a freeway, and it was kind of swerving and driving about 37 miles an hour. The highway patrol pulled him over, and it was a five-year-old boy. And he said that he was on his way to California to buy a Lamborghini.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what he was up to. So you just, I mean, there's a whole world of things there that this child had seen and heard around the house that led him to get to the place where he's driving down a freeway to go buy a Lamborghini. Oh, and
sure.
He can't even hardly touch the pedals. But they're watching everything. So for us, it's just so important to have that consistency and to be diligent about having that devotion time. And we should understand kids want to do other things. Same way we do sometimes mm-hmm. when it's time to pray, right?
Sure.
And also, you know, getting ready for school, all those things you mentioned, they impinge on that time. But we have to make that time because it's just the only way to set that foundation. In Deuteronomy, it mentioned that we're supposed to talk about these things when you sit at home and when you walk along the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's such an important thing, too, because we can be doing devotion anytime.
Sure.
As long as we're not missing those opportunities to point out God made that tree.
Mm-hmm.
The sky is God's. You are loved by God right now as we walk down this road. Anything, there are so many opportunities to make sure that we create an atmosphere where we never feel far away from God, or we don't get the idea that God is far away from us.
Sure, and that goes along with that word diligence that you use. That's a great word for it because you're expected to use every part of your day to worship God. And so being diligent about that and to bring Him to the center at each step of the way is just so important.
Yeah, and again, there's so many opportunities to do that.
Sure,
if we keep our eyes open. Well, we want to do that. We want to in our families, or whether we don't have a family necessarily yet, or whatever our situation is, God still calls us to be salt and light and to preserve God's place in our common life together, whatever that looks like, to value people who are around us the way Jesus valued every single person that He was with, to be that light that promotes God's point of view in our common life together. Always be searching for where is God in this moment. And in that way, we're just going to continue to lay a foundation for our kids. But more importantly, I think, or not more importantly, but as important, the more that we work to teach our kids, the stronger our faith is going to become. The stronger our faith is.
Absolutely. And these actions are just so crucial to establishing in the family, because what starts behind closed doors, it just bleeds out into the greater community, and it impacts not only your child or your spouse or your parents, but it also affects your neighbors and your friends and your coworkers, and then maybe even strangers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so important to remember that, and to remember those actions that you take, those diligent actions that you take every day, are shaping not only your life, but everybody around you.
Amen. Well, thank you, Whitney, for all of that and for being here. And thank you all for listening today. Remember, as you're out there, just continue every day, create that atmosphere that helps you remember that we are never, ever, ever far from God, who loves us and is with us. All right. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.